Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following program is brought to you by the Preferred Home Team. Content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal or real estate advisors. Welcome to the Real Estate Radio Hour, a forum of ideas, plans, and expert advice on all things real estate. Andy Prasky with RE/MAX Advantage Plus was named Super Agent by Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. Chris Rooney of RE/MAX Preferred is a Lakeshore and Luxury Home Specialist. Together, they cover the Twin Cities. This combined, dynamic duo has sold over 2,000 homes, ranked in the top 1% nationwide, top 10 in the state of Minnesota, and still have time to get together every Saturday to talk about real estate. Here's Abby Prasky and Chris Rooney, Denny Long, and the Real Estate Radio Hour.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to this edition of the Real Estate Show here on 830 WCCO. Andy is with us. We've got a couple of special guests in the studio as well, but no Chris today.
No Chris. He's back
he
watching football. On the road, you bet.
All right, very good. He's probably listening, too. On radio.com.
Yeah, that app. I don't know if you've ever tried it, Denny, but it works great.
Yeah,
the podcasts are on there, the show, too. We've had people that have been on, and they ask, you know, hey, can I get a copy of the podcast? And we go to radio.com app, and it's really nice. It's
there
really
it is. Yeah, it's really slick. Well, Chris, when you guys are together, which is usually the case, mm-hmm. I always like to ask you how the week was for you guys individually in real estate. How was yours?
You know, this week was kind of reflective of what we saw last week, where there was, you know, showings are happening. We're seeing, you know, kind of a normal fall market is kind of the way I describe it. You know, new construction's probably a little slower than what we wish it could be. But, you know, like when we had David Siegel on last week from the Builders Association, or BATSE, as they call it.
Sure.
We were talking a lot about that last week and saying that, you know, there's a lot of exciting things that are happening in the marketplace, good and bad. And there's the positive things are that the product types that we have out there are changing. We're getting some new inventory being built, as they say, and it takes a couple months to get everything up, and we're building more affordable stuff. There's with rates jumping like they did, it has negatively affected construction, and it literally has. People are saying, wow, you know, maybe we should have built in the spring or bought in the spring. And so now we're seeing some of that, people looking backwards. So we're trying to get them excited about the new products. And the other thing I'd say, Denny, is as an agent, I spend a lot of time helping people recognize that the marketplace is still very, very healthy. And historically, we look back, it's one of the best times for interest rates in the history of paying attention to interest rates. And it's one of those things that the payments are low, money's still on sale, and houses are out there if you're patient.
Well, you've brought a couple of colleagues with you today.
We sure did. We thought, you know, what a better way to wrap up the fall. And we want to be positive. You know, we've always, you know, you kind of get into the fall and things are starting to get a little gloomy and things are starting to turn colors. But we thought, what a fun idea to have a show about Nisswa again. And so we bring in Mark
Pedig.
Pedig.
See, it's not so hard.
We were having fun when we were out in the hallway. We were saying Pedig. It's Pedig. And we got Brenda Anderson here, too. And these guys are from the Nisswa market. And we brought you guys in, of course, like you've been in before. And Denny, these guys both have carpal tunnel from writing so many deals this year.
I would imagine. Yeah. I mean, that area's been hot for how many years now? I mean, it's like forever.
You know, it's really been taken off, you know, especially the last few years here. You know, we have a lot of people moving to the area. You know, it traditionally has been known as a seasonal place. You know, a lot of people buying cabins, coming on vacation. We're seeing a lot of people move to the area, which I think is great. And the, you know, development of the community along with that has been pretty incredible as well.
Yeah. And, you know, with these guys, you know, the idea there is that you both cover the same market, but you kind of all have completely different, you know, markets that you wander into. But I thought it'd be good for us just to bring these guys back in. I want to, you know, spend a little bit of time. So your backgrounds, like, how did you guys, where did you grow up, and how did you end up in Nisswa?
You know,
Mark, go ahead.
I'll start. I actually grew up in a small town of Olivia, Minnesota, about an hour and a half west of the Twin Cities here. I vacationed up in the Brainerd Lakes area growing up. Absolutely loved the area. And my wife and I had an opportunity to move up there, you know, through work and whatnot. I was in banking. My wife owns a hair salon now, but was in that industry. And we had an opportunity to move there. And we thought, man, if we can make a living there, that'd be absolutely incredible. You know, that's a dream. And sure enough, we moved up there. I got into real estate, left mortgage, got into real estate. And you know what? I tell Brent all the time. I call him most mornings. And on my drive to Nisswa, I'll seriously call Brent and be like, Brent, this is incredible living here. You know, we have some of the best golf courses in the state, the best lakes in the state, and it's a Wednesday.
Yeah.
you know, and there's a lot of people that want to do that.
When I was talking to you guys earlier in the week, this guy here, Denny, was out going to go play golf in the rain to sneak one more round in before the course closes here. But that's that. It's a different lifestyle. Wouldn't you see a different vibe? The people are relaxed. It's more. I think we've talked about this before, the lifestyle concept of it. And I think that there's just a more of a chill kind of a vibe to it. People are there to have a good time. They work hard. They play hard.
Absolutely. It's a nice change of pace. We have a lot going on. Like I said, our community is growing and developing. It's incredible how much things have changed up there over the last 10, 15, 20 years. But it still has a small town feel.
Right.
You know, you still go to events and you know almost everybody there. You go to the grocery store and you can't get out of it because you know half the people there.
Right.
You know, and I love that feel. That's what I grew up in the corn capital. And that's what I grew up in, but that's what we enjoy. You know, you enjoy when you go to a school function, you know half the people there.
Well, we drive through that Olivia too on the way down to Mineota, where my wife's family's from. And they have the family farm down there. And so we always stop. It's a good halfway spot to stop and have lunch. And,
But what about back to the Nisswa area? Yeah. What about convenience? You talk about a grocery store. I mean, you've got a lot of beauty and a lot of relaxation, maybe some golf. But what about, I want to be able to go to a grocery store or find a convenience store. You know what I'm saying? I want some convenience, too.
Yeah, that's
maybe
great,
some
great
medical, point, medical too.
That is a great point, Danny. My name's Brent. I've lived in that lifestyle my whole life, basically born in Minneapolis, but lived in Nisswa for the last 35 years. And we've got a lot of convenience, whether it's grocery stores, there's new hospitals and clinics, not hospitals, but clinics being built all around us right now, actually. And
Breezy Point has a brand new clinic going up. I believe it's going to open in April. You know, it completely changes the dynamic of Breezy Point now.
And different options, too, whether it be Cuyuna Regional Medical Center, St. Joe's. Speaking about Cuyuna, too, my son and I, we just started a new activity. I got a six-year-old son. Lived there my whole life. However, never been on these mountain bike trails over in the mine pits.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely most beautiful thing we've ever seen. We've been out there half a dozen times in the last 2 weeks, and some of the best trails, actually, in the Lakes area for mountain biking. Actually, in the Lakes area, in the Midwest, if not the country.
That's awesome. And so you bring up an interesting point. You guys actually have active families that live and thrive in this area. Talk about like being a family man up there with the kids and the wife and everything. And what's it like? I mean, is it just that picture perfect storybook awesome or what?
Well, no, it's a great point, Andy. It's definitely, we live a busy lifestyle just like anybody else. Both my wife and I run our own businesses. I'm in real estate. She has a bakery and opening a new bakery. We got two kids.
You want to give her a
bringing
free
them
plug?
To school every single morning. What was that?
You want to give her a little plug?
Oh, Danny Soutine, Sweet Life Bakery. She's right in Pequot. She does a lot of specialty desserts, whether it be weddings or making events for corporate events. She's doing a great job.
Oh, great.
Check her out, Sweet Life.
Gee, some samples would have been fun to have.
That was running through my head as he was talking.
I failed to tell her until last night I was coming down, so that's my bad.
How about next week? Bring her back.
Good thing for FedEx. Anyway, so you guys are up there running. What are the schools like? I mean, I've always thought, you know, hey, in a recreational area, maybe there's not a big focus on good schools. Tell me about the schools up there. I mean, we have solid schools. We have great education system. What's going on?
Yeah, all the schools in our area are some of the top rated schools in the state educationally. And, you know, Brainerd just passed a huge referendum. You know, getting a huge expansion on school.
It's a $200 million referendum, I think. Huge. Multiple schools are getting large additions, even new schools.
You look at the Pequot Lake School District, they have a brand-new middle school, brand-new high school. And just great teachers. I mean, it's an area, I mean, just like we love living up there, if you're a teacher, why wouldn't you want to live up there?
Right.
You know, especially when you have the summer off.
No kidding.
So, I mean, we get a lot of good talent there. You know, and the schools are doing fantastic. They do a phenomenal job. You know, and I think everybody up there would bow to that.
Well, maybe when we come back, Denny, we can talk a little bit about, you know, if I were to move to that area, maybe some source of employment and some other exciting things that are new and coming at us that would make us want to move to the area.
Yeah, sounds good. We'll take our usual break time. If you do have any kind of a real estate question today, we welcome yours by phone or by text, 651-989-9226. Send a text, if you like, 81807. And welcome back to this portion of the Real Estate Show. If you have any kind of a real estate question, welcome yours by phone at 651-989-9226 or send us a text, 81807. If you're just joining us, Andy's here. Chris is taking the day off today. He's on the road, but Brent and Mark are back from the Nisswa area, and let's talk more about that, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that. You guys were, before we went to break, we were actually, not only that, but we're doing Facebook Live, by the way, and these guys, so we've got our, I was making everybody dizzy, I think, on the break, running around the studio here, but apologize for that, but you guys, let's talk about the economy up there a little bit. What's going on? I mean, are they hiring people? Or are they laying people off? What's going on?
You know, we've seen a huge expansion up in that area over the last few years. And I think people would recognize that quickly just from, you know, if you drove through Baxter 15 years ago compared to today, what's all come around. You know, we just opened a Dick's Sporting Goods in Baxter, you know, and that's not an area that you would really expect a Dick's Sporting Goods to come in. You know, we have a Costco right in town, which same exact thing. You know, it's awesome for us living there. But you look at that convenience factor, a lot of people want to see those things in town when they drive up from the Twin Cities. They want a lot of those amenities when they get there. And, yep, you know, we happen to be the people that can enjoy that every day.
So you're bringing some of the big city, like, comforts, as they say, so you can, you know, go buy all the goodies that you get at the normal Costco's and whatever. But what about, like, I was more interested in, like, your wife's bakery and some of those smaller mom-and-pop businesses that, see, in my fantasy world, those businesses are still up there thriving, and you're making a great living, and you're, you know what I mean? And so, is that the case, or am I fantasy landing that deal?
No, I think it's partially the case. I mean, it's hard work like anything else, but that's nice about being a small local community is that people are willing to support those small businesses. And even with the big box stores coming in, but it's a different product as well, whether it be, you know, whatever that product is they're selling, whether it's baked goods or crafts at the store, what you're going to get from that local business most likely is going to be more of a handcrafted product versus product out of big box store.
Well, and but you hit the nail on it there, where you look at the small businesses that are in town. You know, my wife owns a hair salon in Nisswa, you know, and we're likely going to open up a boutique as well. And it's amazing the support that the community gives. And a lot of people think, oh, you know, hair salon in Nisswa, you know, oh, people come up on the weekends, get their hair done. It's actually all local people. You know, she has a few clients that actually drive up from the Twin Cities to get her hair done. You know, but they have cabins up there. You know, there's a way that they've met her. But you look at that, where a lot of it is locally supported, though, because of the people that have moved to the area. And, you know, we have some mutual clients, my wife and I, but they're pilots. And they own a place up on Roy Lake, just built a beautiful home on Roy Lake. They're there 4 days a week. And they have a condo in the Twin Cities for when they're flying and they need a place to stay overnight. But if they're in town for more than 2, 3, 4 days, they're up in Nisswa.
Right.
So
that's really cool. So what about, like, the, you know, when you get back to things like real estate, right? So if I was going to say, okay, I want to start on a new leaf, right? And I want to move my family north to Nisswa or the Brainerd Lakes area. I know you guys service the whole area up there. Are house values, are they smaller, or are they higher? I mean, obviously the lake is going to be a premium, but let's talk off the lake for just a second for the normal working, you know, class family. What do you see up there?
I mean, I would say our average off-water price is $250,000.
Okay. Yeah, and it all depends on what you want. You know, if you want that 2,500 square feet, 4 beds, 2 baths, you're going to be $200,000, $250,000. Mm-hmm. If you want the 3,000-4,000 square foot home, you know, off the water, you know, 4 beds, 3 baths, you're going to be, you know, $400,000 to $450,000. You know, and but with that, you know, the property taxes are quite reasonable. Mm-hmm. You know, you could have a $400,000 house and you're paying $2,800, $2,500 a year in property taxes, you know, and it's just, couldn't have that down here, you know, and I think that's where, you know, and with that, you're probably also getting 2 to 5 acres and Mm-hmm. You know, a little bit of privacy. So it's
no traffic jams, Andy.
Well, you know, they jokingly say that, Danny, when they come down, like, you guys are in the concrete jungle down here, and you know, but it's the truth. I mean, and it's what we all get used to. And I think that one of my cousins that's out in Hancock, Minnesota. He'll send me pictures of when this time of year, he's taking the crops out of the field, riding the big combine, and he'll say, you know, morning traffic when a deer pops up or something, you know, and it's kind of cute, but it's your reality. When you live there. And I think that what's really neat is that you can experience a wonderful life with a family, make a nice living up there, and have great health care, access to all the amenities that people want. And but let's do this. So that works too. But let's talk about the fun stuff. Let's talk about the lakefront. And maybe when we come back after this break, we can dive into what everybody's listening for is talking about lakeshore and lots and cabins.
Let's do that, And we have another half hour of the show to go. If you have any kind of a real estate question, 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. And we're back with this portion of our real estate show, always welcoming your phone calls and text messages related to real estate. Chris is off today, but Andy's here, Andy Prasky, Mark Pedig, and Brent Anderson. We're talking about Nisswa, that great area there. And, you know, we were talking off the air about who hasn't thought, at least growing up in this part of the neck of the woods, about getting a lake home. Give me a cabin. Give me some space, peace and quiet. But a Costco is not bad either.
Well, and guys, I don't know if you know this. I'm willing to spend up to $150,000 to buy this cabin in your area. So,
but you guys were quoting some.
Look at him laugh.
What I thought some pretty reasonable prices given the area. You know,
and of course those were off water prices.
Right.
You know,
right.
But even, you know, let's say you called me and said, "Hey, Mark, want to buy a lake home?" You know, the first thing we always dig into are what do you want to do? You know, I personally, budget's never something I ask until the end because I want to know what you want to do with the lake.
Yeah, makes sense.
You don't need more lake than what you need.
Sure.
If you want to just look at the water, you don't need to spend $1 million.
Right.
You can. Absolutely. We'll give you the $1 million view, but, you know, it all depends on what you want to do with it. You know, and I think that's where, you know, you call and we find out what are your priorities. You know, do you want to do a little swimming? Do you need a restaurant? Do you like fishing? And we'll come up with a package of lakes. Hey, here's where we should direct our focus. You know, here are the 3-4 lakes that I think we should take, you know, keep an eye on because there's a lot of lakes up there and it's easy to get tied into, ooh, piece of candy. Oh, this is nice. But it might not match up with what you're looking for in regards to the activities and whatnot. And, you know, we don't have a lot of homes for sale on the market right now. We don't have a lot of lake inventory. You know, I think Brett would attest to that. You know, it's.
Yeah, no, I would say our inventory on the lake right now is down 15%. Prices are up 15% from last year at this time, so that would actually be, you know, maybe a reason if you're looking to sell to reach out to one of us today because of that.
Well, wouldn't you guys say it's really important, I would say, to talk to your real estate agent. I mean, if it's you guys, great. But, I mean, if you're going to do it, start talking now. We've always, you know, said this, Danny, too. People want to see how the dock lays out sometimes in the water. They want to know how you had things when it was summertime so the next buyer can envision. So if you were going to list in the spring, and let's say the ice is just off the lake, you don't have the docks quite out yet, but you want to get it sold in the spring, or maybe it's an investment property you want to sell in the fall, why do people meet with you guys in the fall? Because I know this is a busy time of year for you guys.
Well, another reason why people meet in the fall, I would say, is because they're looking to get a buy. They want to get into that property beginning of next year. And the homes that are out there right now, some of those sellers are looking to sell now before the season's over. And the buyers that are looking now are serious.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I think there's something to be said, too, Danny, for the guys and gals that have that extra, the entrepreneur that has the extra little, you know, pile of cash this time of year, that they want to invest into something quickly before the end of the year. Is that something that you guys can help people with if they were, you know, ready to make a quick investment into the fall, but yet not make something that's foolish? I mean, can we make good investments this time of year?
Absolutely. And I think the biggest thing that we really keep, you know, try to focus on is making the process simple,
mm-hmm.
you know, making it easy and enjoyable to make that purchase, you know, not overwhelm people with items that they don't need to focus on. It's, you know, don't get me wrong. It's still 2 hours up there. We were just talking. It's a quick trip, but it's kind of long to run up there and look at one house. You know, that's where you got to rely on people that know the area, know the market. They know the inventory to where we can call and say, hey, yeah, you got to get up here for this one. This is a screaming deal.
I was just going to say, so if I'm looking on a specific lake and I want to be very efficient with my time and I come up there, you know, hey, this is what we should offer based on the footage on the lake being sand bottom, having, you know, this many square feet, being a log home. This is worth $1.5 million, you know, you guys, and it's for sale at 1.2. Let's get this one done quick. And those are numbers that are actually very realistic for you guys in that marketplace. I mean, when I was a kid up there, I never thought, oh, you'd never see that kind of prices, but it's not uncommon. I mean, would you guys guess your average lakeshore home sells for, what would you guess, 750?
600.
600?
I would say 600 in our area.
Absolutely.
And then you get to the big lakes like the Gulls and, you know, those are obviously significantly.
Well, and really on when you start getting into the Gull and Whitefish Chain, Pelican Lake, a lot of it just depends on the lakeshore. Mm-hmm. You know, the lakeshore is
your lakeshore, your elevation.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can buy a place on Gull for $350 and you can buy a place for $3 million.
Right.
It's going to be all over the board.
So,
just like
so why? What's the difference on price? I mean, why? So what if you have two lots on the same lake? What could be that swing in value?
Shoreline.
But specifically, what about the shoreline?
Shoreline. Weeds, no weeds, sand, rock bottom, hard bottom. Your sugar sand shoreline, you're going to pay a premium for it. The direction you face is going to play a role as well. And then your elevation and your view from the home and where the house sits on the water. Because if you're up on a cliff, which is just fine mm-hmm. for a lake home, your lifestyle is going to be a little bit different when you come up for the weekend and you're watching your kids play outside your level elevation home sitting on the dock.
Right, exactly. So, you know, so when you say things like that, so is there one direction? Like, see, I find this to be interesting, too, the psychology behind it. Like, do people desire west-facing, east-facing? What do you see as the most desirable? They like the sunsets or the sunrises?
Do you go to bed early or do you do you go to bed late?
I think these guys are qualifying
me, Denny.
You
like late-night wine or
they ran
coffee?
My credit at the app or at the break there, so they're getting me ready to buy a cabin.
Those are questions you need to ask, though.
Absolutely. And there are some people that are specific. I need to be on the east side. I need to see that sunset, or I need to be on the west side. I want to have that cup of coffee on the dock and mm-hmm. watch the sun come up.
Well, I know we've looked in Alexandria, you know, obviously, that's where we have our place up there on Ida. And it can make a 12-minute difference being on a different side of the lake if you want to run to town and grab groceries each way. So,
absolutely,
I mean, it's like
correct.
It's a big deal. So it's like some people will say, you know what, I'm going to live up here full time. So I prefer to be on that side of the lake and I'll pay a little bit more for that convenience because I don't want the extra 20 minutes. Now, on the other hand, somebody that's maybe a little more extroverted or introverted and they want to have that, you know, quiet little bay and be back on the quiet side of the lake, and it's okay taking the long drive. Good for them. You know, you got that too.
All right. Tell you what, let's get on the phone. Nancy in Bloomington has been waiting. I'm not sure if we can answer this, but at least let's try to field it. Nancy, what is your question? Thanks for waiting.
Oh, hi. I just wondered what the advantage was to putting your home in a trust versus keeping it in a mortgage.
Well, you know, and there's we can't give legal advice and or accounting advice, so we're kind of walking into a gray area there. But there's a difference between a trust and a mortgage. A mortgage is what you would, you know, a bank will take against your property so that you pay them back. And a trust is something that you use as a tool, I believe, to, you know, to isolate that and protect that asset from other, you know, people that may want your money. So it's a tool that people use to, I believe, move their wealth to the next generation, if you will. And I'm not the guy to talk to about that. We've got the, Jeff Zweifel, I know over at Murphy and Zweifel can answer the legal side of that. And MFK and Associates for the accounting, they've been a great resource for us over the years, and both are wonderful.
Can our listeners, Nancy, find that out on the website?
You know, if they were to actually email the show, if you go to our Facebook page, which is 830-WCCO Real Estate Show.
Okay.
And find us on Facebook. Send us a message there. We'll make sure to put them in direct contact with you.
Oh, good. All right. There you go, Nancy. Thank you. Thanks for waiting, too. 651-989-9226. Or send a text, if you like, 81807. You got me intrigued about that whole area now. My goodness.
Well, that's what they're here for. I mean, I think that.
So it's about a two-hour drive from the Twin Cities, given traffic.
Sir. Given traffic, we're making a joke on the way because I think there was some construction northbound. I said, gosh, Brent, that might be a little bit of a trip back. But for the most part, we made it down in under 2 hours. You know, from Baxter to the station here is under 2 hours.
And you guys now, so just so those people that are tuning in, you guys are RE/MAX agents. And why don't you talk about your brokerage and your personal, how do people get a hold of you a little bit too? So if they're interested in Lakeshore in that area or living in the community or learning more about it, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, that's a great question, Andy. Brent Anderson, I'm with RE/MAX. I've been with RE/MAX since 2003. I work out of the Nisswa office. Of course, we service all the Brainerd Lakes area, whether it's Brainerd, Baxter, Nisswa, Cross Lake, Pequot, Longville. Reach me at realestate218.com or 218-838-1399.
And Mark Pietig, I can't even pronounce my own last name.
Yeah.
Properties,
I think your name is.
Properties. You can absolutely reach out to us, our website, pietigproperties.com, P-I-E-T-I-G, properties.com, or my number, 218-821-0767. I'm also out of the Nisswa office, and we actually have a real estate team up there. We got 5-6 agents working together up there.
So there's always somebody available if somebody wanted to come up and talk about the area or
absolutely.
Learn about that. So what do we do? So if I'm a listener and I'm interested, you know, just I'm just curious, like what do cabins cost? Can you guys put us on like a search or can you send me emails of new listings? I know, Brent, I know you have me on a drip where I see stuff all the time where whenever you guys list something or something new comes in I'm telling you what, I get excited. It makes me feel like I'm going on vacation. I look at that and I go, oh, God, that'd be great. You know, look at that lakeshore. Look at that cabin. Look at that pine, you know, interior, you know, the tongue and groove siding inside the house. It makes it look cool. And I've looked at it and I know that you guys both have tools like that. Is that free? I mean, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. Great point, Andy. Reach out to us. Like we said, we just set our numbers. Funny, you had us here in the spring, Andy, and a listener called in, and they wanted to sell their lake home up in the Brainerd Lakes area. They called us, said we want to enjoy our house for the summer. We've been here. I think they were there for 10 years. Want to enjoy it one last summer. We made arrangements, got the house on the market, found a buyer, and we just closed on it last week from the spring. Mm-hmm. I mean, it worked out excellent for them, and they just reached out, simple phone call.
And to me, that seems like the timeline that would make sense. That's why I think we were talking about why did you guys want to come in the fall. Because people that are thinking about it now, letting you guys take a look at it, you know, give them the assessment, understand their needs. Because I think as a cabin owner, and you know, if somebody's retiring or they've got a job transfer, whatever it is, and they have different needs, like you're saying. So if they wanted to spend the summer there or spend one last 4th of July, and then you guys can plan around that and get that property available when they want it.
You know, I think the big thing is planning, like you said, and if it is your last year in there, you got to call us right away because there's a good chance we do have somebody looking for what you're looking to sell. And if not, we could go through the process of what are some of the things we should do preemptively to get ready for the spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've drove around, I think, to a half dozen listings in the last 2 weeks and taken pictures just getting ready for next spring because we know we're going to bring it on the market end of February, early March. And we want to have good pictures of the lakeshore, kind of like you alluded to.
Mm-hmm.
And no kidding, in 2 weeks, the fall colors are full swing right now. If not, we're on the back half of it.
Yeah.
You know, and heck, we had snow on the ground on Wednesday morning, I think. So that's how quick things can change. So, but it's getting ready. It's getting ready for what you're going to do. You know, and do you want to carry those costs through the winter?
I know we have to take a break, but Greg in Alexandria, I believe, is calling, and let's see what the question is. Greg, thanks for waiting. What's your question, please?
Yeah, I had a question about when if you you pay off your mortgage, which counties in the state give you a hard copy satisfaction deed, and which counties register it at the courthouse? I'll hang up and listen.
Anybody know the answer to that?
I was going to say, I think we're being tested here, but I think that there's a reasonable way that you can get a copy of your satisfaction because it's a legal process. They're removing something from your deed, and I would want a copy of that. And I think that there's either you may have to go get a copy or they would mail you a copy. If you use a title company, a lot of title companies will try to request that for you and get you a copy. It might take 6 months to get it, but yeah, and some of them work faster.
Well, that's a great question, actually. And I think after that happens, I think one of the places you could go directly is to your bank, and they're the ones who are recording that lien on your property.
But that's a whole other topic, Denny. We've talked about this before, where people will have, I'm ready to sell my house, and they've refinanced their house 9 times, and there's 4 of them that never filed satisfactions. So it looks like you have, you know, instead of $400,000, you've got, you know, $1.6 million worth of the loans against your house. And you know what the funny part is? You have to prove that they're not there because from the bird's eye view looking down, it looks like they're there. So those satisfactions are super important that you get a copy of.
I remember our attorney friend Jeff Zweifel was addressed that in one of our earlier shows several years ago. We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. If you have a real estate question, call us or text us, 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. And welcome back to this portion of the Real Estate Show. If you have a question related to real estate, again, every week we ask for yours. 651-989-9226. Text is 1-800-522-4707. Andy is here. Chris is off today. But Mark and Brent are here. We're talking about the Nisswa area and surrounding area and what a great place it is to live there.
Well, yeah, and if anybody has a quick question or a text, feel free to send it to the show here. We'll try to get an answer before the end of the hour. But the we got a text in there, Denny, I think that was kind of nice for these guys.
Yeah, it says, it has no name for real, but it said, these guys are the real deal. We enjoy working with these two awesome guys.
Well, that's great.
Who are the blue
thanks,
babes?
Thanks, Mom and Dad. No.
thanks.
Is that something I should have said or not?
Cousin Phil. Thank you. No. You guys have a happy customer. That's great.
Well, absolutely. And obviously that's our goal every time. But, you know, it's one of those things. You know, people move up to our community and we do build great relationships with the people we work with.
Well,
that's
Denny,
something we really enjoy.
I can be honest with you. I've firsthand have hung out with these guys. We were out in Vegas and we did the Remax has a big show out there every year and they bring everybody together and we had a great time. And that's the reason why we have these guys in here is because we know these guys are the real deal. And we've talked to them before about solid things and you can tell pretty fast in our business who's the talkers and who's the actual doers, and these guys are doers, and that's why they're here. They're legitimate, and that's why we bring them in, because I think it's a fun topic to talk about. You know, a lot of people have that fantasy of owning a lakeshore property or living in that part of the country, you know, and or the state, and it's just one of those things that I think that we can try to make it a little more realistic for people, you know, because I think where do you start? I mean, and that's a great question for you guys. If I'm interested in even pursuing the thought of moving up there, where do I start?
Well, that's a great point, Andy. And one of the things that, you know, the listeners and you got to remember, too, is that you don't have to live up there year-round. I mean, the majority of our clients actually do live in the metro, and they commute up in 2 hours. So that's one of the great things about our area is that if you want to live there year-round and have a great place to live with all the amenities in the woods, on the lakes, you can still do that. Or if you just want to shoot up for a day, we're within reach.
Okay. And then, you know, so let's say I live up there right now and I'm listening to the show and I'm thinking about calling you guys to sell my property. What's different about selling a property on a lake versus a regular property? Are there other things that we have to think about?
You know, I always explain to sellers and buyers, obviously there are two, you know, you're buying a house and when you're buying lake property, there's really two sets of variables. You're buying the house, but you're also buying the lakeshore. And a lot of times the lakeshore is worth more than the house, you know, and it's trying to find the correct value for that. You know, to get back to what you're saying, you know, really understanding the market. You know, I've had several situations where a house comes on the market and it's listed at $600,000-$700,000. And I'll tell my clients, God, you can't offer more than five on that.
Right.
Because of what it is. And it's truly understanding the market. But that's where Brent and I, we're always looking at listings. We're always, you know, keeping an eye on the hot sheet. We'll see a property come online. We're like, oh, my gosh, what are they thinking?
Yeah.
Or we're thinking, oh, my gosh, that's a steal.
Just because it's for sale doesn't mean it's a good deal. We've talked about that
before.
Well,
and that's a great point, Mark. I mean, and that's the difference between working with an experienced agent with a proven track record and one that isn't, because there's a lot of people in the business, of course, and there's a lot of great people as well.
That's what I was going to say. Do you guys know somebody we could refer these listeners to then or the
Well, we do have a market where we have a lot of part-time agents in our market.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of agents that are only doing one or two, three transactions a year. And I think that's where Brent and I have always, we've had a lot of success because we are in it every day. You know, we're not just in it for a couple hours in the morning and then, don't get me wrong, I get my rounds in at Craigan's for golfing, but it's something
drag the listener along with you. I think they wouldn't mind. That sounds like actually a pretty fun afternoon looking at cabins and going golfing.
And believe it or not, it happens. I've done it a few times. A buyer will come up in the morning and we'll go golf the Classic in the afternoon. And, but that's part of the whole experience, because when you buy that cabin, that's what you're going to be doing. You know, you're going to be up here and it's going to be, hey, Brent, you know, do you have time for 18 in the morning? Brent, you know, gosh, are the fish biting on gull?
Which, yeah, I'm gonna honk the horn on the dock at five and let's go catch some walleyes. You know what I mean? That is my little pipe dream in the back of my head. Someday, if I ever calm down and subscribe to the lakeshore lifestyle, and I'd love that. Sneak out in the morning, do a little fishing before the day starts. What a great way to start your day every morning.
Oh, absolutely, and the beauty of it, you know, during the week there's not a lot of people up there. You know, you go out and I'm kind of upset because I feel like our fall was robbed. This fall is my favorite time of year, and there's snow on the ground.
Heck? You know, it did go kind of quick this year.
Don't get me wrong. Now I have an excuse for not being able to find my golf ball because it's white.
Oh, yeah.
I swear it didn't go in the trees. It's in the fairway somewhere.
Yeah, well, and that's those are good problems to have when you're out there playing golf and enjoying that in the late fall. And, you know, I just, again, you know, so we talked about Nisswa today. We were talking about some of the other areas that are up in that area. And what so what are the hottest lakes, I guess, you know, the listeners that we should look at or stay away from? Or isn't there, don't you guys say stuff like that?
I wouldn't say there's an area to stay away from. Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends what you're looking for, though. If you're looking to have clean, swimmable lakeshore, you don't want to go on that pond over there. But, you know, we got our big lakes. We got Pelican Lake. We got Gull Lake, Whitefish Chain, Lake Hubert, North Long.
What are is there any of those lakes that you feel is getting overpriced compared to the market? I mean, because you know that happens. I mean, there's some of these lakes that just get ahead of themselves where all of a sudden they're asking $1.5 million and everybody else is at $750,000. And you know what I mean? And do you have any of that?
Well, yeah, definitely
right now?
We're going to have higher priced lakes than other lakes, but they in most cases have the amenities to support that. And then the homes are selling at those prices as well. So it's really about, obviously, Andy, it's supply and demand.
Mm-hmm. Well, and realistically, it's, you know, to get back to it, it's working with people that really know the market. You know, and it's not overbuying on the big lakes, it's overbuying on the small lake. And do you have an agent that knows what the value should be?
So somebody to guide you to make sure that you make – I always say this in real estate, you make money when you buy, not when you sell. And so spending the money and the time or the energy with an agent on the front end to find the right fit for you and your family – It will reward you for many years to come. So, again, how do we get a hold of you guys? Because I know we're around about the last minute of the show here. So how do we find you?
Mark Pedig, my cell phone number. Call me directly, 218-821-0767 or pedigproperties.com.
Again, Andy, just want to thank you for having us.
You're
Brent
welcome.
Anderson, REMAX, realestate218.com. Otherwise, call me direct at 218-838-1399.
At least
thanks
this time
again.
We got one of your names right?
Great. All right, thanks, guys. Good
thanks,
to see
guys.
You again. Thanks for coming in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.